Well, let's pray. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we thank you for the services that held all across our churches this day. Thank you for the growth of your word. By your grace, lives were blessed, touched by your spirit. We ask today in this meeting where we, your servant leaders, are called upon to hear your word, that every heart be subject to the lordship of your spirit this evening. Let every man be focused on your Son, and let the church be edified and your name glorified in all the earth for the cause of this meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome you once again to our monthly cell leaders training. Like I said the other time, the reasons why we brief ourselves so often is because, like every subject, believers easily forget. At times like that, even on doctrinal subjects, you hear something again, you say, I thought I listened to this thing 5 times, 20 times, 30 times. I shared in the service how I'd heard Kenneth Hagin say this over and over, that a prophet is a preacher and a teacher of the word. And I used to say it, I used to preach it. But it took me years to understand it. I've been preaching it for 25 years. Prophet, the preacher and teacher. Prophet, the prophet and teacher. I'm saying it. But it took me years. So like Charles Spurgeon once said, he said, God's word is too wide, too deep to be fully studied. You have to keep studying. You have to be listening again and again. And that's just like every other subject. You have to hear it again and again and again. So in a meeting like this, today, what we are going to focus on is a pre-workers convention teaching. And our focus today into the workers convention is on growing your church. How will my church grow? I told you your cell is a church. How will it grow? So I want your ears to hear me very clearly, amen? Growth is what everyone should desire. Nobody has a child and is not bothered whether it's growing or not. Nobody plants some, is not bothered whether it's growing or not. Are you following what I'm saying? Nobody starts a business, is not bothered whether it's growing or not. So the first thing is this. And it's important. Do you want to grow? You know, in growth, 1 Peter 2:2 says, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow in salvation. Desire it. So is there a desire? If there is no desire, you cannot pray. Do you desire it? Do you want it? Because it's important that if the kingdom of God is taught by Jesus in Mark 4 and Matthew 13 as a man who plants a seed, everybody knows the Genesis principle, Genesis 1:10-11. The seed is in the earth, bringing forth fruit after its kind. It's a law in Genesis. The growth of the seed, the growth of the word, the growth of ministry. So you must desire it. And if you desire it, it's in your prayer. You desire it. Are you concerned if it is not growing? Are you focused on it growing? That's very vital. Are you uncomfortable if it's not growing? I've told you before, never look for a theology that suits your problems or your challenge or ignorance. Well, the reason why the church is not growing is because people don't love the word. Who said that? Don't you love the word? Are you not a person? Oh, the reason is this and that. And people look for different excuses. The late Archbishop Idausa was quoted to have said, I heard him actually say it, that, say, well, maybe if I go to this place, said a lizard in Nigeria cannot become an alligator in London. It's just the truth. Can't become. Somebody was even telling me this. And said, sir, I set out to go to America. I'm there now. It's very different, sir. It's different from Nigeria. I tried to even teach the word. Even to go for, he was telling me, I listened to him. So I asked the question. What were you doing here before? I was in ministry. Why did you now leave if you were doing ministry? When you were leaving, did you plan ministry? Sir, yes sir. There was even a prophecy in 1WCC. I was given a prophecy. I said, I didn't ask you whether you were prophesied upon. I said, you, did you plan to do the work of ministry in America? He found himself in North Carolina. Did you plan? He said, he didn't plan. He only thought about it. Okay, I just get there. Maybe you will see some brethren and you'll just be sharing the word. And there was no bread, not the drain, or the brethren. So he said, I struggle, you know. I said, what's going on? He said, I'm not as fervent as I was before. I said, were you fervent here? He said, yes. You're still asking my question. Were you doing ministry here? I said, yes. Did you have a flock? I was sharing the word. You're a serious person. The kingdom of God is not priority in your mind. Every other thing you planned it. How come you didn't say, I couldn't get a job? You didn't say that one. I couldn't get a process. You didn't say that one. If I'm very sure that in a couple of months you tell me, I have caught a lamb to marry. You didn't say that one. But many say, crazy, you were working, easy. You were staying somewhere, easy. And before you know it, his DPU has changed. He has changed what he put there. He's showing us a winter jacket. After carrying crystal electricity over your head all over Nigeria. Oh, we covered the earth. You just went to one place in the earth. And you became earthy. First man was made of the earth. So, coming back to you, because you are here. Do you desire it? Is it in your mind? That thing was not in his mind. Because excuses are convenient reasons not to do things we didn't want to do. Excuses. I missed my prayer time. I was busy. You didn't miss your sleep. You were not too busy. You didn't miss your food. You were not too busy. But you remember that one. I'm yet to see somebody who woke up and forgot it was a work day. Oh, 11 o'clock. And he was watching. I said, I'm not going to talk about football for some time, but I'm here. He was watching, I mean, just two Champions League and the whole world. I've recovered now. Yesterday, today, I was still trying to struggle. Just two Champions League. Some people are 13, some are 5. Two. They are doing Thanksgiving service in churches. So, nobody forgets to go to work. You get a phone. Sir, 2 o'clock. You say, I forgot to go to work. But you forget prayer chain. Yeah, I forgot the prayer. You didn't forget to go to work. But prayer chain. Some of us do not even forget to eat. We even eat in the sleep. You eat at night in the sleep. You eat in the morning. On the road to work. 2 o'clock. Two. But the word I forgot. It shows priority.
So do you
desire growth?
Desire growth. Somebody desires professional growth.
You go to acquire extra professional degrees, qualifications. You read up, showing you that you must organize yourself to grow.
You must say, it's not coincidental or accidental.
Somebody said, accidents are a function of incidents, things people did. At the end of the day, we're a product of the things that we do.
So do you desire it? Do you desire it? Is it something that you desire? If you desire it, in prayer, in doing the word on it, you will see it. Priority. It's not just activities, it's priority. Do you desire it?
Genesis 8:22. As long as the earth remaineth, seed, time, and harvest will not cease. Yet Caesar in the Hebrew means to bring forth much. Harvest. Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruit of thine increase. He said then there will be increase in your barn. Of course, that is not material things. I've taught you that. So which means that if we honor, I'm going to touch that shortly. Honor the Lord. We're going to talk about that. You will see increase. But the key issue is, with your substance and the first fruit, which means a believer must desire growth. It's natural to desire growth in the word. I check my life, I check myself, whether I'm still growing. I shared a story in church today. And a brother just before I came texted me. He said, sir, you hit the right chord by what you said. I'll tell you what I said, I'll repeat myself. Then I asked him at the end of the conversation, I said, have you done what I said? I shared the story. 1991, 30 years ago, I was speaking with some folks. Femi Olubaje was there. He's called Sunday Olubaje. We had a brother, Biola Zan. He was present there. We had other people, Muslims. So they had known me for being a current affairs person. I'll come and tell you current affairs because my nickname was Best Man. So I'll give them current affairs, give them different stories. I'll tell them World War II, World War I. But something had changed about me. So that day, as they were listening to the discussion, I just turned it around. Because it was the time of the war, Gulf War, Saddam Hussein. So I said, Antichrist is here. I said, he's going to give you 60. I said, can't you see the head of Saddam? Black. The mark of the beast. So, seeing the fear upon their souls, I put in the gospel. Christ died for your sins. I didn't know what I know now. But listen, you cannot know enough to preach. You have enough to preach. So, I just shared the gospel. Christ died for your sins. The Antichrist sin was zero. Saddam 1 was zero. Sin was zero. But that Christ died for their sins, always correct. That conversation got to that point. I think four of them got born again, all Muslims. But this particular one was very known because one time that dad had gone to him with the book and he said to me, he said, the next time you talk to me about Jesus, I'm going to cut your head and butcher you. I didn't give up. I went back again. Young boy! I said, Jesus died for your sins. If you want to escape, 666. Christ died for you! Right there. believed the gospel. He now took me to his family. They used to stay at Shangisha then. The Magodo had not been developed. One hill side, I went there. I went to preach to the family. All of them got born again except the mom. Without knowing pretext, post-text, insight. Just a desire to share the gospel. I tell people, as a younger Christian then, I'll just go to Anthony Village, if you know the place very well. Tell Anthony Place, opposite UBA. Now, you know that UBA. There will be posters of different programs. I'll go there. Oh, I can attend this and this one, and this one together. So I say, I'll go for this one and this one in the whole week. Just to hear the word. I'll just go there to go and look at the programs who are there. One time we went for one program here in 94 at Rema Chapel here, Casino Cinema. Dag Ewos Mills, he was not bishop then, he came to preach. And he didn't finish preaching until 11. I left past 11. Unknown to me, I entered the mall we were going to Osho instead of the Gorodu. The mall we took time, I didn't even look up. I was just praying in tongues, worshipping God, thanking God for the great meeting, till I landed at Oshoji. Yeah? And I had 35 naira. No. I had 8 naira. It was about 12 midnight. You know Molu very well. It's very fast in its slow motion. It took us a long time. So, the guy just dropped us in the middle of the road, on the bridge and moved. Pump. So, I was trying to get the Kurodu boss. I just saw some boys. Hello, you come on! They don't put on there. I said, go down. Coming from church and go to Kurodu. Let's share this money. Okay? The guy said, okay, remember for Ashanti. I said, go down. I gave 5 naira, I took 3 naira. He said, I can take me to Kurodu. I walked from the guard home. I wasn't even bothered. No care. Then, as I walked back, I said, some people said, sir, what did you do there? I said, oh, boy, it's coming, go home, move on to what? I just came on another, what do you call it? Federal Mass. And got to Kurodu. There was no money to get to Kurodu, and I began to walk. Praying in tongues. We had early morning session the next day, and I still went. When you have desire, is there. I wasn't doing it because I was going on TV. No books to write. No, just going to hear the word. That's all. 27 years now. I gave you 30 years story, 27 years story. Desire is important. And when you need people to always make you desire, one day you will desire anything again. Do you want, and everywhere I go, because I was already condemned by brethren. So everywhere I go to, I'll carry the burden of the ministry there. Oh God, that the word will grow here. That this church and ministry will grow. I will go everywhere. Remember one time, a guy went for one conference. I wrote down the name of our fellowship. I wrote down the members. The one that is Kwashoko Grove. The one that had bent over growth. The one that the growth is even bad. I wrote their names as a God. I bring them before you here. I'm trusting you that they will hear the word. Most of the time, that period is a test period. Because all those people left. But the desire never left. So you must have desire. See, if I lay my hands on you 1 million times and you have no desire, so be it. We're just joking. Desire. As a young boy, same year, I'll leave Lagos, go for school of ministry Tuesday at Ibadan. Every Tuesday. And I'll be back. Rema Chapel, Luyole, International Conference Center, near First Bank. When I got to University of Ilorin, one day I stumbled, 1995. See, 4 or 5 now. I stumbled at a teaching
at Victory Christian Fellowship, Pastor Tobo Tukutuminu, man is a spirit. Ah! So, every week, Ilorin to Ibadan, for 9 months. 9 months. I was talking with Pastor Dare Borakio last 2-3 weeks or so. So we're talking about BCF. I gave him so he said, sir, all these things you are saying, were you there? I'll be there. Once went for one Holy Ghost convention, Son of the Spirit Ministries. Bishop Efford in London was preaching. That was, must have been October 94. Myself, Tuju Okule, Larry Amusa, I think, what was the fourth, I think Femi Olus, Femi Olus was there. And we all went there. We didn't have money. So we jogged to, what's that place, Garden, what's it, what they call it? Garden of Victory. We jogged there. We got there, here, because we long time, we said, new corona, Luyan, he's preaching the word. But the challenge was, we didn't have transport fear to go back. Desire brought us there. Desire did not give us money. What did we do? Of course, they closed the church. There was a bus stop there. That was where we were till the next morning to attend the morning session. 27 years ago, you have to have desire. Look at you. You have car. You have money. And you are complaining. Car, money, house. My father, no, let me tell you about those trips. When I get home, my father will await me with all sorts of things. One day he said, I must not meet you in this house. You are no longer my son. I left. There was the next house, uncompleted building. I simply took my things there and started staying there. From there, I go out and pray. From there, I didn't even tell anybody, like, Deirdre, see what I'm going through. One day, I was finished preaching. So I was going back. Sister Tayo Aroye, which is now Ashafa, she saw me off. She said, be going now. I said, you be going. Where are you going to? I said, I'm going home. She said, no. I suspect something. See, the way you came this morning, you look like somebody that came from home. I was fasting, not only out of devotion, out of no food. And I was teaching. I didn't tell anybody anything. I was not collecting offering. So by the time I got, said, no, go. I said, let me tell you the truth. I'm going to this house, not this one. I said, why? I said, my father just said he doesn't like what I'm doing. And she stayed there. Said, is anybody there? I said, no. He said, how do you think? I said, there's just one dog that comes. She ran, went to call the two, I called the worst again. I said, this man is preaching to us, he doesn't go! That's how they arranged a place for me to stay. For one night. Then gave me food to eat. But the next day, I was there again. 2 weeks! Preaching 7-7 every day. This is 95 now. Was it 4? Yeah. In the house of Bimbalawansin, you can hear me. Is it number 14? Koshie Bimbo Olepekan Street, Ifogo, Tulere Estate. The house is owned by the Odupe sons, they were staying down. And we talked money till night. 2 weeks after 7, teach till evening. And I'll just be going, bye bye. Every day. Desire. Now look at you. In AC. Everybody said, comfortable. Hearing God's word. Where's your desire? What is it? My dad once told me, he said, something I couldn't get from you. When they posted me to Kano. Law school. I said I wasn't going. My father said, I know you won't go. Your ministry, I mean, I said yes. Second time they posted me. He said, he was praying for 1 year.
Then she took me to Lagos.
When I was called to bar, it fell on the day I was preaching somewhere else. Ibadan Polytechnic. They had joined Christian Fellowship. So I said, okay. My dad came with all his family to celebrate his son with a lawyer. I don't have the pictures. As soon as I heard my name, and they finished, I went to the Supreme Court. I just dropped my wig. Boom! I'm off. People that came to celebrate, they celebrate with my two poles and hypodegma. I was gone. One of the people in that meeting is now a member of Saints Community Church Ibadan. That same meeting. He said, I remember what you said. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Yeah. Because that day, I got to Lagos late. Ah! They start going. And we go, woo, 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 woo. At night, going to Ibadan. Desire. Amen. What do you want for your ministry? Does it show? Now, look at you. We are the ones urging you. Hey, come for Sally Destiny. Hey, come for this one. Who was urging me? It got to a point. I lost one of the closest friends in ministry. Arguably the closest, because he led me to UW Canyon. And there were prophecies already in Ibadan. I shared this with a friend one day. He said, did you offend anybody? I said, I don't know. In fact, sketch newspapers, carry the news. They now said, some people alleged that it was wrong company. A spiritual attack. Who else is the company of my friend, if not me? In the newspapers. Prominent bishop in the Ibadan said, so. 2-3 months after, another person. A check doctrine here. How can Guru Maharaj be alive? And me. I was with Guru Maharaj at the filling station, 1989 or 1990. I said, hello God. He looked at me. I said, Eto le boni. The man looked at me like this. I said, sorry. Can you imagine? And they said, drop this doctrine. So I said, are you sure you are called? And they look at me. This one. You go here. Desire! At that point, you start to fast. Because anyone that gives up easily has no way it's going to. You are not going anywhere. Any little challenge. I told someone, why is it the first thing you talk about, the first thing you take excuses from, is the work of the ministry? You know why you do that? Because it's not really priority. It's people that are urging you on. I sent a letter written by Sister Beatrice Amiemen, 1994 November. I showed it to her on WhatsApp. She's a very close sister of mine then. She said, Noika. She said, I remember. That was last year. People don't know, because she wrote a letter and I had to go to the post office to go and pick it. To encourage me not to lose faith. Today when she said, no, you are my pastor. I said, stop that. You are guru. You encouraged me. But I told her that day, I said, thank you for your encouragement, but I'm encouraging the Lord. Can you imagine? Discouraging your encourager. I just didn't want any reason. You don't have to make up your mind. What's your desire? Anything you desire will come to you. You hear me? It's a desire. What's your desire? I was known by my friends. They said, If we do this thing halfway, we are getting nothing. When I heard Bishop Obeleko say this one time, and I listened to him, he said, we are going full time on this. Nobody doing it halfway will have our results. I said, but it makes sense. If you are doing it halfway, we can't see it. I said, well, adopt this principle. All or nothing. So, desire is important. What kind of desire do you have? I'll share a few things that we should have from the... See, having a vision from God is not sufficient. God will speak great things to you. Somebody asked me, but this fellow was called by God. What happened? I said, being called by God is not sufficient. It's all sufficiencies with you, but there is a requisite commitment that you and I, including myself, would have to keep making. And we're in a generation. I told you before, I told your pastors a few days ago, don't think you are not in this world. Don't think that the thoughts of this world are getting into your mind. We are all exposed to negative things, negative information. We are all exposed to things on Twitter, Facebook, Internet. Even sometimes when you shut your phone, you put it up, boom, boom, you just see cream. All sorts. And in case you have some Amalekites on your WhatsApp chat and WhatsApp contact group, Amalekites, who forward everything. A goat was talking yesterday, they forward it. A boy married a cat, they forward it. You can read all sorts of stories, all sorts of things. You are in this world. A world that hates, or a generation that hates process. Process. I saw Pastor Konyo Ibane put something, I didn't share it, when he said that those ahead gave this generation fasting, preparation of the word, consecration, and obedience, that God will judge this generation if we don't give the right thing. And I said, this was what we said years ago. They said we were critics. It was the same thing. There's a preacher that doesn't talk to me again. Me. What's my own? You don't talk to me, somebody else talk to me. He needs to talk. I said, because the boy man brought comedians to church. And I said, comedians are not supposed to minister in church. Now they are saying it. That's why I don't bother. I'll say what I'm going to say. I remember, I told this story. Somebody reached out to me from America. And she said, we need your book, Understand the Word I Readest. Oh, we heard of you from so and so preacher. And I laughed. She said, the preacher came to their church. They don't see he had changed his ministry. And what was preaching? And the man said, there's one guy in Nigeria. In the 90s, we called him a heretic. We went on the pulpit and called him names. Now imagine we are preaching what he used to preach. I can mention the best pastor's name. The man told me that, heresy, Nikini, is devilish. How can you say a non-titer cannot be cursed? I heard you preach that. The man just wrote an article recently and said he was wrong. I laughed. Imagine if I listened to him. Tell me that they said, oh, I don't see this ministry go anywhere. I said, thank you, sir. I collected my ivy. I shouldn't have done that. But I did it. And I walked away. Kind of praying tongues. Because your desire has to be stronger than any opposition. One man, they want it, they'll bring it. But you must be staunch what you want. You want this ministry to grow. You want the world to grow. You will not give up on it. Are you following what I'm saying? Generation that hates process. They don't like things to be, to anything that stops them like this, they throw in the towel. Fast things. That's why there's a rise in Yahoo. Just stay at home, press your phone, make millions. It's the same way you get depression.
Sorry, I'm not, just have to say it.
So came to me. He said, ah, sir. He said, you put 500K, you get 50 million. I said, how old do you think I am? I'm not an old boy, but I'm not a young boy. 50 million. I told him a story. I told him a story. He said, that's what I'm telling you. I said, you will cry the lamentation of Sodom.
I said, I warn you.
The kind of money you can give away, put it there.
He called me later on. I think it was before my birthday. He said,
they thank you, sir. I said, naturally something, they will have their brand products. They have those who are successful in it. It is to attract the rest. Nothing will change in life. Life will always have process.
I learned something as a young man. If God, look at the one of the lessons nature, if God makes it that when we conceive and have children, they don't drop that day.
9 months. If it's later, it's not premature. That is a lesson in itself.
If you are so eager to have the baby, doctor, can you have a baby?
Abortion. Simple.
You have to wait. Go through the motions, the process, the pain. The pain. Jesus used that to describe the resurrection.
Oh, never hate process.
You want your church to grow. You want your ministry to grow. By sitting down writing notes.
First principles to grow. 1, set your gaze. 2, adjust your gaze. 3, limit your gaze. 4, throw it away.
It's not going to change. Look at Joseph. He had a revelation. The first thing he said, look at many of us. He said, he came and said, hallelujah. I sent you, called you. He was announcing the calling.
He said, all my brothers bowed down to me.
That's how he first saw ministry.
Bow down. As teaching, like a sister said, I see.
That was in 2005.
Five.
Say, I see one day. When in city room, sir. City room. At 1A, Edmund Crescent. We're out there. When we gather in that place, you will see all sorts of fragrance of body smell. She said, I see one day. Pastor will be teaching. Will be on television. I won't be seated in front. Nodding at my head. After believers' convention. We are saying, what did we take out of believers' convention? What's the consecration?
I see you sitting in front.
So who's going to sit behind? Where are we going to get them from? So Joseph said, I saw myself. When it was even, he was there. I even saw daddy and mommy. Chief, what's wrong with you? I saw daddy and mommy say, praise the Lord, man of God, Archbishop, Pope. The brother said, this one is going to go mad. So he first saw it as status. Process. 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 The first thing, normal thing. Bitterness, anger, persecution. They want to kill him. Okay, let's just make him a slave. Some of you don't know that process. That they just made him to wait. They didn't even know who they were selling him to. There was no GSM. That's their brother. How much is this boy? 10K. It's too expensive. Just take him. 1K. Imagine you have your vision, your dream, the call, the glory, the power, the revelation, the insight, and then they are selling you. Oh yeah, okay. Go. He gets, and eventually lands at Potiphar's house. This guy is a good boy. At that point, you don't start saying, I have a call of God. Where? And the boy was there. Process. So all the jaga-jaga in his head were leaving one by one. One by one. Now he's being trained.
to lead by service. And everything is still going smoothly. Then, Potiphar's wife brought her own. I love you, boy. You are looking takeaway. Small, small. From club to enter dance. I said, come on, there's nobody here. I don't want to sin against God. Where's God here? She tore his clothes. And an evidence. In today's world, they say, oh, it's true. You just put it, you just screenshot it. That's all. And again, he went to jail. How would you feel? All the vision would disappear. All the prophecy you got in believers' meetings, waters conference, they would just look like, you know, memes. What's this? But the Bible tells us, he maintained his integrity and his service for the Lord. Which means, your faithfulness with people, right, that you will lead, will be tested with people that you don't lead. You know what that happened? To make matters worse, his ministry was now verified and validated. When the butler and the baker had dreams. And again, which means that he never in the process neglected his gift. Some of you are saying, maybe I'm not called of God. Maybe my real calling is manager. See how I did it excellently. I am now product manager. I am now advert manager. I am now the senior accountant. See how I did it so well. And they will not call you in church. Oh, do you have a word from God for us? Say, yeah, we are blessed. We are blessed. Resources are here. The money cometh. My money has eaten you. He didn't neglect it. In the tough moments, you need those tough moments. His gift was intact. Hallelujah. See, I neglect not God's gifts. See, I neglect not the gifts of God. No matter what. Now, you are excelling in your career. Then all we know about you is you have a brand new car. And now, you are sending your trips, professional trips all over the place. They now make you very busy. Oh, before you know it, you're in Germany. Before you know it, you're in America. You're attending conferences. And you're not feeling fulfilled. Gradually, you're being done for. Not Joseph. At the conference, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, evangelism. At the conference, he went out to preach. At the conference, he let go to pray. A brother was telling me, came here. He went on, he's a sailor, so he's a ship manager. So he came here. And he told me, I said, you know what? Why can't you see your job as a sailor as an opportunity? As I speak to you, in a year, he has started 2 fellowships. Gotten a lot of people across the countries. I mentor him. He has now started a network of ministries. In fact, he told me this, was it last week? He said, the particular ship was on when, Paris? No. Mention the place for me. Somewhere in France. He said, they begged him, was supposed to come up. You know, come off board, is that how they call it? Or just on board or whatever. And this week, he said, no, you cannot leave. And you started a walk. So he said, sir, what do I do? I said, you cannot leave. So he has to go and when he's gone like that, he goes for 6 months, 8 months on the ship. He got over 45 people or so listening to Living Word Media on one. On the ship. He had this one very well. Last year, he started from 2007 or so, WCC, and listened to 2019. Everything. All workers' congresses, workers' conventions. If you are going to be lost, you'll be lost. It's not because of what you are doing. It's heart desire. The man has started fellowships. Are you the other brethren? In comfort. They were giving excuses. Excuses. Across the countries. So you have to stay on board. Because of the work. I wish I could read one of the charts to you. He said, what do I do? This fellow is not filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, give him this teaching. And he did. He said, sir, immediately he spoke in tongues. He said, all of 45 listening to Living Word Media on board as they are going around the nations. Hallelujah. I told you, nurse of America, I was told. 18 said they were at a discussion table. All of them, not a single African. And they were on Living Word Media. Studying voraciously. A pastor told me, he's in Abuja. He said, there's no book of yours I don't have. So I studied so hard. So hard. I sold guguru. I sold pure water. Breeze manufactured at Agbawa Ekosi. And there was one soap like that. We call it soda. It's a soap like that. I'll sell it. Then kerosene. To buy materials. I'll go buy materials. And begin to study them. The cross vision here. I'll be there. Any letter to you, Brother Hagin, E.W. Kenyon, I've not read that one. I went to Christ Chapel. They told me that at the Christ Chapel here, they didn't have all the materials. I said, where is he? They said, he's in Ibadan now. At Akobo. That day! It was about 1 p.m. I went to Ibadan. To get the material. That day! It's not another day. Bum, bum! I got it. Ah! That sister said, this is the last copy. I go, yes! And I got it. I finished reading the book before I got to Lagos. Desire. So process. Let's get back to that. Process. He had the vision. For his gift. Let go. Then another prison. He gave interpretation. One forgot. He got back into it and he forgot, which is of God. Later, Pharaoh called again his gift. The same gift. Are you following what I'm saying? The same gift. If you read Genesis 50, when he was about to die again, he prophesied. The same gift. Professional calling did not change it. Money did not change it. Wealth did not change it. Marriage did not change it. Prison did not change it. Are you following what I'm saying here? At no point was Joseph not God's prophet. Now watch this. See how he interpreted the process. Turn with me quickly. So Genesis, when his brothers eventually came, see what he told them. Genesis 38. Sorry? Genesis 45. When he revealed himself, look at what he now said. That is why, look up everybody. Don't run from fire. Did you hear me? It is what will bless people later. Do you know, Pastor, I was telling you, last few months, people were just right, it was just strange. They say, you know what really got many of us to abide in ministry is when you share your stories. When you share your stories. Say that would. Because we say, so what this man is saying is what I'm going through now. Look at how he interpreted it. When he grew, look at what he said. In verse 5, therefore, number 1 is 3, he said, I am Joseph. I am Joseph, verse 4, your brother whom you sold to Egypt. He was not denying that. Look at verse 5. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me either. For what? God did send me before you to preserve lives. May things make their right meaning to your minds in the name of Jesus. May you not misinterpret your training. He said it was God. It's not God who, he didn't say God sold me. Don't get it wrong. He didn't say God hated. No, he didn't say God inspired you. But God sent me. Which means there is no situation that I cannot get the best out of. Don't run. Don't run. Some of us in life, we need some humbling situations. Some situations that will humble you. Maybe you are too brilliant, too intelligent, too wealthy, too everything. Just blah, 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 blah. You need some situations that will humble you. So younger businessman, I know the kind of things I was saying, but I'm grateful to God. I have more sense now. There are some things I used to say and believe that I just dropped. You need those things. That is why envy is the last thing on your mind when you understand your purpose in life. Envy. Trying to be like your classmate. Trying to be like somebody, there's some people, you know, you are so oppressed. Instagram, they are showing their family, showing their car, showing their this one. Ah! Showing this one, showing that one, that you feel dejected. You are stupid. Over what? Your members not growing is not making you depressed. People, your members, right? Who seem to be lost, not giving you depressed. If you see your colleague, who you don't know, whether it is Yahoo Yahoo is doing, or he's doing, or he goes to America to go and steal COVID fund. You don't know. Have you not seen it? You don't know. People are smiling on camera and they are fighting when they get home. Oh, why you look at it? Oh, what a lovely cat. Nonsense. You now put your husband under pressure to begin to buy flour. He's a Nigerian. Those who are acting it are divorcing every day. Hey, let's get to the movie, cinema. Me. Michelle, they forced me to go and come and watch cinema. I just sat down there. She said, you are not watching. I said, what? She said, at least focus. I said, okay. I said, Michelle, look at it. How can somebody fly over a building? She said, that is simple. I said, you are so boring. I said, I know. That is not my point. You're not even showing what? Showing what? Did your father and mother buy roads? Did they not take care of you? Real love! My father drove kabu to send me to school. How can you tell me that man did not love me? Because he doesn't say, then send poem. Nonsense. Just, you want your life to be like a movie. Because if that guy doesn't love me. God, they don't hug me. And we're showing picture. No. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, no process. Wherever you are, the gift of God in your life must remain fresh. Are you following what I'm saying? Professional discipline. He said, it is God who sent me. I want you today to be able to say, it is God. It's God. I would have gone this way. You're like, oh, maybe if I'd done this, I would have become a PhD holder. I would have been, but it is God. You know why? When you find purpose, you say, it was God. I understood this early in life. It's God. What if I married this person? What if I traveled here? What if I taken that opportunity? But thank God. This is God.
Says this, God who sent me. Look at verse 7. God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, to save your lives by a great deliverance. In Genesis 50 and 20, he said, what you meant, you thought evil against me, God meant it for good. Are you there? Are you there? You know, I'm telling you how my father was angry at my call. I told you how people opposed us. I told you how they called us names. But you know how I see it now? It was God. It was God. I know my posture as a young man. I know the things I wanted to do. But it was God. A lot of disturbances. Because when you pray in the spirit, you rearrange your own desires without knowing. Sometimes your prayer is what broke the obstacle. You pray in the spirit. Boom! Sometimes a trip you wanted to make was too early. You make it at the right time. Imagine if Joseph went to Egypt by visa or by a plane or airplane or somebody took him by luxury, he would have missed it. Who's following what I'm saying today? It was God. Now let me add one thing. You know in chapter 48, his dad now wanted to bless his children. Ephraim and Manasseh. So he wanted him to bless the firstborn, give him the right to the firstborn. And this can happen to all of us. He forgot that he wasn't the firstborn. He got the right of the firstborn, just like his dad, Jacob, and his granddad, Isaac. So he wanted to make his firstborn take that inheritance. Jacob did not forget. Jacob knew that this was not his firstborn. And God used him. He knew he wasn't the firstborn. So he crossed his hands. Joseph was annoyed. Sometimes many of us forget our past. So we want God to also use the qualified. Never forget that neither were you qualified. So when you see people coming to your cell and they want to serve God or come into your fellowship, don't disqualify them. You know what I'm talking about? Just like you. You didn't start like this. I can tell you some of you your stories. You didn't start like this. So you must not also disqualify anybody. Take 2 minutes and pray. Lord, I see you in this. Come on, pray. I see you. 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 I see you in it. It was God. It was God. Now that you can see how your gift is a blessing to people, it was God. It was God who sent me to preserve lives. I'll have been in Abuja. I'll have gone to Paris. For South Africa, that was my plan. But today, I'm in Kretu. It was God. I'll have headed to Port Harcourt. But now in Abuja, it was God. I went to change my NYSC to Lagos. But somehow found myself in Benin. It was God. Look at the things that God orchestrated in your life. May today bring a new sense of purpose and meaning to your life. Hallelujah. One more thing before you sit down. Listen. Something about Joseph, we didn't find him complaining. When you start to murmur, you cut off. Oton. Oton here. The moment you start to complain, now some of us are smart. You will complain to your pastor. You will now complain to your friend who is not spirit-filled. You'll be saying, you know, when you tell your pastor, he'll give you the word. They begin to complain to people that will support what you are doing. If you have ever found yourself doing that, I bring you God's admonition. Do a repentance now. It was God. Why can a man be praying so much as you do and is complaining? Hallelujah. It's God who sent me. Can you say that about what you are doing? Come on, say it like, say. Come on, say. Sit down. People that talk like that do not complain. Have your seat. They don't grumble. It's God. I remember, my plan was to go to UI, the later University of Ife. My father said, okay, my mom, sorry. We got there, the man was a dean. But I knew in my heart something was wrong. I got to the man's office, something strange happened. He didn't even know who I was. He said, no, I don't know you. The door is closed. Well, you know something? I just sensed in my spirit. I said, this is God saying something to me. You know, there are times that you are praying. Then the answer you are not trying to listen to. Somebody will just say it to you. So I walked out. I was smiling. I took my papers. I got to the bus. I was going. And just in a few minutes, I met at one CAC woman like that. Gave her a word of knowledge, minister to her. And I think two other people behind the bus. So when I got home, my mom said, the man said, how can he say that? So when the man came, he said, Chola, boy, you what now? My mom said, he came. I told her, I said, don't push it. It was God. Don't push it. It was God. He said, I said, leave it. Don't push it. I can't come this far in the faith and not know that was God. Don't forget, I was just 3 years in ministry. I knew. That's God. Because the man was not lying. May we not stand against the answers to our prayers. It was God. Hallelujah. When I went to South Africa, they told me, we want you back next month. 1998 October. God said, don't go back again. I will open the doors for you by myself. Such a good opportunity, sir. I was in SUVs. I mean, it was beautiful. And I didn't take a single honorarium from them. Because I knew it wasn't God who sent me. So it was God. So I came back. I said, those nations will be touched. But it won't be the flesh. It won't be. It was God. So you must know how to interpret things. And not, it's a process. You cannot ignore the process. You can't escape it. And you elongate it the more when you grumble, complain, throw in the towel. Look at me. There's no other process. If you say, something, nothing will happen, sir. Nothing will happen, ma. You will pray, endure, suffer, go through bad, good moments, but you are going to come out stronger. Nothing will happen, sir. You have to learn to stick to the process. So a man like Joseph emerged a servant leader. All the ambition gone. Flesh gone. He now became someone whose life, and this is how you know purpose, is the answer to the prayer of many. That is why we are still talking about him now, sir. Imagine if he grumbled. Imagine if he escaped jail. Imagine if he slept with Potiphar's wife. That was an opportunity to be promoted. Imagine if he was grumbling that he was not remembered after interpreting the butler's dream. Imagine if he was bitter against his brothers. Imagine. You need to learn to walk in your purpose. Pastor Funke is here, and I think I told your pastors this before, when they were younger than this. They are still young. I told them then. Now where we are going is different. You don't expect somebody going elsewhere, right, to take your route. And then you don't even try to be envying those people. They are not going to where you are going to.
There are things that can never inspire me. There's no amount of it.
You can't say it doesn't inspire me. It's not going to inspire me. For example, Chelsea winning Chelsea over, it's not going to inspire me. There's nothing you can do. If you like, we walk up. I hate the club. Coming back to serious matters. He can't. I just look at you so. And somebody insulted and said, can we give you form? I said, me. You don't know me. If Arsenal is relegated, I'm an Arsenal fan. I'm not joking, though. Me. No. If they are relegated, you know what happened? I'm just to hurt me. Forget my point. No. We are on this path. That's all. One time like that, we came back from one trip, myself, Bolu Paul. We came from Ijebode, 1996. Somebody said, is this how you're going to live your life? And we stood up. We said, we will die doing this. We will live preaching it. It's now, forever. Young boy, say, you don't know the world? Yes, you don't know God. You get it? But no matter how innocent it was true. Learn to go through the process. As a leader, you are a servant leader. If your leader is saying, Pastor J, Pastor Boo, that's not what it's about. It's not about title. Hallelujah. He never forgot. Go through the process of growth. Go through it. That experience is going to become a message to someone. That encounter. That hardship. Today, the commitment you made to prayer is now why others are praying. You give your last couple. Ah! And you don't believe in that casino giving, that when you drop it on Monday, you get it on Tuesday. And then you're on your foot. Now listen to me. Write this down. This is you and I. The moment you complain about it, that is it. Everything that should come with it is gone. Do not complain. You hear me? Don't complain. Don't complain. Have a joyful attitude. Have a joyful attitude. I don't know how, but somehow, I'm always grateful to God till now for delays. It's never smooth. I feel pain, but I'm grateful. In the process, I learn character, discipline, focus. The greatest moments I've learned focus in life is when my desires did not come to pass. I wanted something, even till now. I said, keep your focus. A man told me years ago, he said, I'm cutting up with you. I'll give you 5 years. He said, in 5 years, I'll check you to see whether what you're saying is true. He came back 5 years. He said, Reverend Onoyinka, my resilient, another word. What's that word again? Friend. He said, don't give up. I smiled. Not there. I said, don't worry yourself. I said, in 5 years, you meet me doing what I'm doing, and I will not change. As simple as that. So when there are delays, keep your focus. Look at Joseph. Through different vicissitudes, he kept the gift. The gift. Who are you, brother? Who are you, sister? Sister. There are people that heard me preach in this same meeting. Right? This same meeting. Who have heard WCC. And are not here now. They're not here. Because I told you, getting excited about a sermon is not good enough. Let it sink into your heart. They heard it. They said, I walk on your Lord. Come and take your place. 2 days. 2 days. May your head. Some of us, we just go and develop one coconut head. I told somebody one day, I said, over backslide. Hey, no, I say, let me tell you all you are going to do. You marry, have children, have house, be in Canada, be in America. Happy? Any other thing? What else do you want to do? I said, what do you want to do now? I said, you just waste your life. I said, the worst is what I've just done. The best you are going to become. He said, Jago, is this the word? This is not what we said. Roberto Cuba's a friend of mine, senior one. We remind ourselves, this is not what you told me. And I see a picture. Carry it away. The guy understands. He's in Trafalgar Square. So, wow! You're looking good! Knowledge of good and evil. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You didn't come back from America with souls, or you, or that a kingdom? It's giving you, say, I now have my green card. So, red card, and go. I now have my citizenship. So, are you the first person? There's nothing unique about that. Even those who go to Canada and go and lie that their father wanted to rape them, they give them, I know who that did. If I know somebody whose father wrote it there, admitted, so that he can get citizenship. I know who that did it. Say they wanted to circumcise my daughter. And they said, those are not my son. And they said, So that's say, come and help us. Come and help us. And they got it. So that's a big deal. What have you done? But imagine standing in the will of God. 10 years. And we're holding hands and praying in tongues. You know, we have gone through different periods. We've become wealthy, had challenges again, become wealthy again. You know, and we are still there. And those people who are in our fellowships are now fellowship pastors too. Do you get it? Amen? People are increasing. We look at Absalom. Absalom only had 2 Samuel 18:18. He said, all he built were buildings. He had no legacy. Who is your legacy? Now become cross oppressed. Depressed. I thought you're going to do that new. Oh, you now bought a house in Lekki? I now earn $1 million per week. For yourself. So, then, we're praying for 1 million souls. You now have 1 millionaire. Imagine if you say, if we know you want 1 million souls, we now found out you earn $1 million. That is it. Are you following what I'm saying? Don't encourage people who are missing God to keep missing God. Are you in church? The leadership? There are other things I wanted to share, but I'll just run through it. The leadership requires your own personal commitment. Let me share 4 important things with you. And write it down. 4. Hope you learned something. Never murmur. Is that clear? You need that delay. Amen? You need it. To wash away character. Moses. What? He didn't shelter in fire. He had not anyone can say, who's right? Sent him away. 40 years! Moses said, I don't want to go. Servant leader has come. Servant leader. 40 years. He's not taking care of sheep. He's learning to be patient, right? He's learning to be dutiful. He now has a herd of sheep. God is training him. He's not complaining. He's not grumbling. That's why when God appeared to him, he recognized it, which means he kept his spirit in the right place. Ah, I said, no, Lord. Can't you send somebody else? Servant leader had come. Servant leader is here. Now, you are a leader, but a servant leader.
40 years.
A man that could not handle two people's conflicts, he trained him to not handle millions in their conflicts. We are now reading his words. Imagine if in the 20 years, he said, I think my calling is shepherd. I think my real calling, I think the real thing. So I love the process. I go through it. And the work will keep growing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Four things. Number one. I said in the service today, if you read Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, listen carefully. After he told us to worship God, verse 11, 10, the Sabbath, the first commandment, the first words is honor. The first instruction is honor. Do you hear what I'm saying? Who was in that service today? Which service was it? Is it the second one? First one. Honor. The word kabad, it means to treat things with heaviness. Honor father and mother, honor slave, honor people, honor. Learn the practice of honor. One of the important things you need to know how to do is to treat people with honor. In 1 Samuel 24 verse 6, you can check it. And 2 Samuel 26 verse 9. Despite the fact that Saul was a fellow who was after the life of David. One time David was close to him to kill him. He cut his clothes. David said, I've sinned against God. He didn't kill him. He just cut his clothes. Just the fact that he tried to show superiority over him. David, it was his sin. Second time he saw him. Three times David had the chance to kill Saul. 1 Samuel 24, verse 6, said, I will not touch the Lord's anointed. In 1 Samuel 26, verse 9, said, no, I won't. What you say for Saul had missed God? Let God be the one to deal with that. Oh, it's not your business. David was a man of honor. When the prophet now told him he can't build temple, he said, you know what? I will put down money for it to be built. That is a man of honor. In a nation, culture, time where people can say anything they like. I've told you before. The fact that somebody is your friend does not mean you say anything, no. The fact that, and I've told you, hear this, words don't die. See, if people struggle in ministry, hear what I'm about to say. Among other things I want to check, are they people of honor? I was sharing with some of my friends, and I said, listen carefully. A friend showed me this. He said, Pastor Adeboye, met Bishop Oyedepo 40 years ago. He didn't have members, no clout. Neither of them had any. He said, God told him to go and meet him. He laid hands on him, ordained to ministry. 40 years after, he still knelt down for that purpose. Bishop Oyedepo told a friend that I know very well, and I didn't just say, I actually saw the mail. And he said, every month, hear me. He said, for the past maybe 37 years, I send a monthly report of our ministry to Pastor Adeboye. Every month. Do reports, say, leader, you're struggling. You do it late. Every month. Give him a report. What we're doing, what we're about to do. Are you following what I'm saying here? Be a person of honor. We cannot overemphasize it. Honor your supernatural relationships. Honor those who are ahead of you. Honor those who are working with you. Honor those who are under. I told you, honor is not just up. I've told you before, right? It's with your work. Honor your work. Let me ask you. How do you dress for your meeting? How? You dress shabbily. You go casually. Just run through the motions. How do you treat it? Last week, had a terrible pain. Horrible. I couldn't sleep. And interestingly, it was one of the nights I was doing the vigil. So I stayed up late. I'm trying to sleep. I couldn't bat an eyelid. It was so horrible. When I went to the bathroom, I practically crawled to the bathroom. But I did the entire 3 services. To the glory of God. If I started one, my service on Saturday. The entire 3 services. It got to a point, I said, maybe somebody else will take it. I said, anything, you just walk, come on, go there. So I just stood like this. A few times, when the leg is on one knee, I go, hey! He's like, you can't move. You start to say, glory. And the word was taught. If I said, I wasn't coming, nobody's going to ask me. I just say, I was led to just stay in hand and just pray in tongues. Some. No! I dragged myself here. Interestingly, it was a service I led the worship to. And I thought. And still left to one another meeting with the pastors. So, honor your work. Respect it. Don't get there late. Don't treat it shabbily. Because you are not the zonal pastor, treat it well. David was not going to build a temple. He put money down. Be a person of honor. Hear me. Anyone who doesn't honor the work that God has placed in his hands cannot be a beneficiary of the grace for the ministry. Never. You just be struggling. You say silly things. It's just a small fellowship there. It's just some people there. It's just there. You talk stupidly. About men and women that God has placed in your life, don't be an idiot. See, there are things a new convert will get away with. There are things a member of the commission will say and get away with that you can't. You know why? Because of where you are. You're already set up. You're set up. So, I've told you before, it's not just what you say when we are there. No! It's what you say when no one is there. Proverbs 10:19. It says, in the multitude of words, wants no sin. But he that refrains his lips is wise. Proverbs 10:19. Hold your lips. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2. He says, don't say, is it verse 3? He says, you guard your mouth. Let me try and read it. Because I've not quoted it well. Ecclesiastes 5 and 2. Don't be rash with your mouth. Unless there be hasty to anything before God. For God is in heaven of thou upon, therefore let your words be few. Verse 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. You know what he said before the angel? It was an error. Say, you can't say it's an error. What kind of error? Shut your mouth! Don't say something to your husband or your wife. Shut your mouth! Don't say, I was angry. There is no excuse to it. Shut your mouth. Listen to me. Look at how people crave to receive from your husband, your wife. And then you are there. And you are looking at the person like Micah, the idiot. He said, look at the king of Israel. See how you are disgracing yourself. David said, God saw me and chose me before your father. Said, before your father. Then he chose me. Said, I will do it before anyone to honor God. And look at the records here. She never had a child. She now became a bad example. Obviously. David's new king. Her father was a former king. Beef was in her heart. Watch the things you say with your mouth. I've told you. You can't be praying and doing vigil after 6 vigils, WCC, and that's your yeye mouth getting into trouble. You just wasted years of prayer. See, I live in honor. That's important. Number 2. Be a person who is ready to war. I shared that the last conference we had. Be ready to fight for what God has given you to do. David fought. Jesus fought. Paul fought. You have to learn to fight.
Number three.
Be organized in your focus.
If you want people to take you seriously,
be organized. Be organized. Who are your members? Who are they?
Who are the people you are teaching?
Be organized. Be focused. Be organized.
Today, you meet on Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. The next week, there's no meeting.
Are you serious about this?
You're not serious! Tomorrow, you meet at 2 o'clock. Next day, 6 o'clock.
It's a proof that it's not something you are serious about.
Take that walk like you are going to the office. I told somebody 2 days ago, why do you think people use full time for what you are doing? Why do you think some people abandon their entire career to do what you are doing now?
It means it is what it demands.
Why do you think they do it? Mark 10, he said, we have left all to follow you. Why do you think that was necessary?
Priority.
Oh, the moment you have somebody at your office, I can't hold my meeting tomorrow. Why was it the meeting you first took away? This one, bam, bam, bam. Let it go. Any little thing, the first casualty.
What you are doing, no focus. How will it grow?
You are never available. You are only available at your own convenience. Before you know it, rather than listen to somebody who is going to inspire you to be focused, you now go and speak to a battling Christian. He needs a difficult one. Say, Christian community, he didn't let you. I don't understand. You just why can't you just do breakfast? Woman, so no, it didn't matter now. I thought we come together and just hear the word. Why must it be the prayer? It's true. I get your point. But you lose it.
Something you love doing, you suddenly are complaining about it.
Something it meant a lot to you, cried over, now you are complaining.
A demon has attached itself to your life.
I told you at camp meeting, never lose your passion.
It is your greatest asset.
So you wrote me a letter, 1994, November. He said, the greatest bankruptcy in the world is a man who has lost his passion. You are doing it with no passion.
Focus. Let me say one more. A church will stop growing when it stops reaching out to people. You are only complaining about growth because you are not reaching more people.
Are you reaching more people?
Are you reaching more people?
One thing about a church, a cell, a fellowship that is growing is that they keep reaching out. No number is enough. The moment that 5 is contented, or the 10, or the 1,000, you stop growing. Don't set any goal beyond a month. Did you hear me? A month. Don't get to a point where you have an anticlimax condition. 1,000. At 1,000. Now begin to come down. Because nothing remains at the same position. You are either going forward or coming down. So you must keep reaching out. Your evangelist, I'm going to read a quote by W.F. Kumi. I think he shared it 2 days ago. And I'm going to read it to you. Pastor W.F. Kumi. He said, our emphasis should be on the practical side of always going out. If the Lord comes, let Him meet us working for Him. Now, every time I preach, I try to mention evangelism. I've told all the Lagos district, governors and zonal leaders to spend half of their time on evangelism and half their time on members. There will always be problems in the church.
Don't let them take all your time.
Focus!
Listen. 5 today. Go and reach 10 tomorrow. 20. Make sure your harvest is increasing. The reason why you are grumbling of growth is because you have reduced evangelism. There is no limit to evangelism. Whilst you can say the church building is not enough to get people, you can't say the world is too small to reach. Are you following what I'm saying? Make sure the door to your church is always open. What I mean by that, people keep coming. They keep coming. From the wounded to the bruised. Keep reaching out. Someone told me, he said, sir, a brother very committed. He's no longer coming to church. He was a pastor in East Africa. I laughed. I asked him a question. Aren't others coming? He said, I don't understand. Were you not reaching other people? Were you focusing on that person? He said, no. I said, reach out to others. We all want everybody to stay for 20, 30 years. But the critical thing is that people must not stop coming. People must not stop coming. And how do they come? Not by invitation letters. It's by reaching out to them. Are you learning something? So, you must be focused. You must be focused. What do you want? I started by saying, pray. There is not enough prayer. See, you are in a lifetime of prayer all your life. Adura oleto. You can never pray enough. That's why we stop today, we continue again tomorrow. Let your servant leadership grow through the process, through the hard times. Don't throw in the towel. Push through, pull! Till things are established. And God is interested. After you have done this one, He will give you more. He will give you more. He will give you more. May I never stop wanting more. Are you following my point here? He will give you more. Keep your focus. Let's go to read the statistics to us very quickly. Just when the church in Jerusalem grew, it's believed statistically there were between 60,000 and 100,000. And the entire Jerusalem was 200,000. That means about a third to two-thirds of the entire city were members of the church. That was why they were a threat. About two-thirds, arguably half. Imagine if half of Lagos is in your church. That was the intensity by which people kept coming. Listen to what I'm about to say. This may be interesting. When Judas left, we felt it. Right? Because they were 12. When Barnabas left, nobody felt it. Why? The supply was always there. When you get to the point when someone chooses to leave, it will not be felt. You don't hear what I'm saying? It's when you are 12 that you know somebody left. When you are 5,000, 10,000. You see, the guy left 6 months ago. I'm not saying somebody, you're not careless, so you are careful, you just had to go. 6 months ago, every child see. That's because you are growing. And that is going to be the situation in all your churches and fellowships in the name of Jesus. People will leave of their own accord, and it will not be felt. Because no chair will be empty. The seat will be full. There will be no place to go. Ah, that's how person feels. No, it's anybody's seat in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will feel it. Because don't feel bad. Somebody left. They left Jesus. They left Paul. But as soon as Barnabas left, we just saw Judas, Silas, Timothy. Because there was a supply. Men. They were men. The church had grown beyond 12 people. 3,000! 5,000! If you don't come, somebody, if people are struggling to take the seat, so shall it be in our ministries. Sit down. So, let your focus be the nations. More, 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 more. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet.